Coming up on episode number 1125, a couple birthdays today that we're going to be celebrating. Number one is Mr. Bobby Darin, who would have been 80 were he still alive. Of course, classics like Mac the Knife, Dream Lover, and Beyond the Sea. You're going to hear covers of those, of course, songs that he covered as well. And celebrating the birthday of Cher, Sherilyn Sarkisian. Yeah, we'll just call her Cher. We'll celebrate with some music from her and Sonny and Cher, of course, covers of them as well. It is Sonny and Cher and Bobby Darin cover stories, and it's all coming up right now on Coverville. Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to the Cher and Bobby Darin cover story. Yeah, a couple of artists who big in the 60s, a little bit in the 70s. And of course, Cher, I think, has kind of always consistently been on the forefront of people's minds, whether it's with music or acting. She's kind of disappeared, or I don't want to say gone into hiding, but she's not been as prevalent in recent years. I think she is taking things easy. But anyway, we're going to listen to covers of Cher later on the show. Of course, Sonny and Cher as well. Before we get to that, we're going to do some Bobby Darin. And I think there's no better place to start with Bobby Darin than the song that is forever going to be associated with Bobby Darin. And it's a song that he didn't do originally. It actually came from the Threepenny Opera, written by Kurt Vile. But when you think of this song, you either think of a moon trying to sell you McDonald's products, or you think of Bobby Darin. The song is Mac the Knife. Here's a version by Jimmy Dale Gilmore. This one is by request from listener Glenn Engel Cox, who is a Coverville citizen, a Coverville patron. Thank you so much for your support. This is Mac the Knife, performed by Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
Fire near, oh so hard. and he keeps them in his face. Just a jackknife has Mac Heath Bay, keeps it in a different place.
Thank you.
Dave Edmonds and a cover of Queen of the Hop, song originally done by Bobby Darin. Dave Edmonds recorded that version for the soundtrack to the film Porky's Revenge, and 1984 is the date on that one. Classic Dave Edmonds there. Before that, you heard Dream Lover, a song originally done by Bobby Darin, written performed by Bobby Darin. Basically, a song he wrote as he was practicing piano and guitar chords, strangely enough. That version right there, yeah, it didn't sound a tremendous amount different from the original version. The reason is because of the person singing it was trying to sound as much like Bobby Darin as possible. That is Frank Underwood, a.k.a. Kaiser Soze, a.k.a. Kevin Spacey, from the soundtrack to the film Beyond the Sea, which came out in 2004, a biopic about the life of Bobby Darin. And we start off the set with Jimmy Dale Gilmore. That's a name I can't say fast. Jimmy Dale Gilmore. And a cover of Mac the Knife that was also recorded for a soundtrack. Wow, all soundtracks in that first set. Un Prophet was the name of the movie that the soundtrack came from. And of course, like I said, Mac the Knife, originally done by Kurt Weill for Three Penny Opera, and but recorded and popularized most famously by Bobby Darin. There were a few versions I was wrestling around with putting this in in place of that one. That was my favorite of the bunch, but Sting does an incredible version. Lyle Lovett does an interesting version of the song. Nick Cave does a great version. But I've played those on previous shows, decided to play something that was by request and also that I have never played before on Coverville. Let's get to another set of music. Speaking of Beyond the Sea, the biopic about Bobby Darin, how about this version right here by Royal Crown Review? It's a cover. The original version was La Mer, written by Charles Trenet and Jack Lawrence. But this version came out on Royal Crown Review's album Muggsy's Move, which came out in 1996. Here is Beyond the Sea.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand. Watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. Beyond the sea, well, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to your arms I'd go sailing. Well, it's far beyond the star, and it's clear beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. And we'll meet unknown, we'll meet beyond the shore, and we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea. I'll go
thank you.
bashing. So long.
Every night I sit here by my window,
window,
staring at the lonely avenue,
avenue,
watching lovers holding hands and laughing,
ha ha ha,
thinking about the things we used to do,
think about things
like walking the park,
things
like kissing the dog,
things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like lovers bar, things that we don't do now, thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to,
cling to,
and heartaches are the friends I'm talking to.
But you got me now,
but I'm not thinking about just how much I love you.
I love you.
Thinking about the things we used to do.
We used to do. Thinking about things
like a walk in the park.
Things
like a kiss in the dark.
Things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried?
Things
like lovers bar.
Things
that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. Still can hear the jukebox softly playing,
play.
And the face each day I see belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
There's not a single sound, now there's nobody else around. Just me thinking about things we used to do.
Think about things
like a walk in the park.
Lots of things
like a kiss in the dark.
Yeah, things
like a silver ride. What about the night we cried? Things
like
lovers fall. Things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. And heartaches are the friends I'm talking to. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
I hope so.
Thinking about the things we used to do.
Rubbish in that.
Don't start that with me on this album.
Why did you do it like that time?
Well, from start to finish there, you're saying that I'm wrong.
You said I had to think about Kylie when I was doing this, and I was.
You obviously weren't thinking about Kylie, were you? You're thinking about June Whitfield.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, well, you're thinking about June Whitfield. That's who you were thinking about.
I have to think about somebody. You told me Kylie.
Well, listen, you just came in wrong, and then it got progressively worse from there.
What?
You started wrong, then it just went worse.
I can't hear you, cut it out.
It went bad, right towards
who
the end.
Who said bad? When you sang?
No, when you sang.
No.
Yes, you can hear me. Don't. Look, you started this on your last album. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm going goodbye.
Was poor little Anne as sweet a young child as you'd find. Her parents had gone to their final reward, leaving their baby behind. Did you hear this? Poor little child was only 9 years of age when mother and dad went away. Still she bravely worked at the one thing she knew, to earn a few pennies a day. She made artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of fashion to wear. She made artificial flowers,
artificial flowers, fashioned from Annie's despair, with paper and shears, with wire and wax, she made up each tulip and mum. As snowflakes drifted into her tenement room, her baby little fingers grew numb. From artificial flowers, those artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of high fashion to wear, she made artificial flowers. Artificial flowers made from Annie's despair. And they found little Annie all covered in ice, still clutching her poor frozen shears. And amidst all the blossoms she'd fashioned by hand, and watered with all her young tears. There must be a heaven where little Annie can play in heavenly gardens and bowers. And instead of the halo she'll wear round her head, a garland of genuine flowers. No more artificial flowers, artificial flowers, flowers for ladies of society to wear. Those artificial flowers, artificial flowers, fashioned from Annie's, fashioned from Annie's despair.
Beautiful South with a cover of a song that when Bobby Darin performed it, it was way more upbeat. That's Artificial Flowers. You'll find that on their 1996 album, Blue is the Color. One of my favorite Beautiful South albums. Actually, I'm such a big fan of the band. I can't think of an album of theirs that I don't like. It's all so good and so transformative over the years, whether it's the House Martin stuff at the very beginning or pre-Beautiful South, or the stuff with Jacqueline Abbott or Brianna, whose name I can't remember. they've had quite the lineup change over the years, and now Paula Heaton and Jackie Abbott are doing stuff together just as a duet, and it's also really, really good. So if you're a fan of the Beautiful South, look for the new stuff from Paula Heaton and Jacqueline Abbott. That was Artificial Flowers by Beautiful South. Before that, Robbie Williams featuring Jane Horrocks, who's supposed to think of Kylie when she's singing, I guess. That's a cover of Things that came out on the 2001 album Swing When You're Winning by Robbie Williams. A bunch of great crooner covers on that album, and I think that's the most fun one in there. Really, really good. Royal Crown Review at the top of that set with a cover of Beyond the Sea, that one from their 1996 album Muggsy's Move, originally done as La Mer, written by Charles Trenet and Jack Lawrence, but again, one of those songs that you will forever associate with the late, great Bobby Darin. Passed away in 1973, but were he still alive today, he would be celebrating his 80th birthday. So let's hear it for Bobby Darin, great singer-songwriter, and I guess teen heartthrob, right? That was the other thing with him, was that he was a teen heartthrob. Very cool. All right. That's going to wrap up the Bobby Darin section of the show. But before we get to Cher and Sonny and Cher and all that, let's tell you about the sponsor for this episode of Coverville. Hey, a little more Beautiful South music in the background here. How about that? Your sponsor today, of course, is Amazon. Amazon.com and the Amazon Coverville Listener Purchase of the Week. So a lot of great stuff you can pick up at Amazon. Of course, music being prominent action figures, apparently. Just had an action figure dive off the counter and commit a figure side. You know, that's another thing you can get at at Amazon, are toys and action figures and cool things like that. Nobody picked up any action figures, but of course with toys, you know, there's always something fun. There's the games too. Star Wars The Old Republic Knights of the Fallen Empire, the starter pack. It's an Amazon bundle for the online game code. You can get online stuff as well at Amazon. Didn't know if you knew that. You can get the digital music, but when it comes to games, you're not stuck with just the stuff that's in a box, right? You can get digital games as well. You can play on Steam, PlayStation, wherever, and you get that same great price, and of course you get it instantly because it's Amazon. What I want you to do is go to coverville.com and always visit use the Amazon links on that page before you go shopping at Amazon. There's a banner on the homepage, and of course, if you go into the show notes of any episode, there's always links to the song you've heard on Amazon, is wherever it's available, and that'll take you right to that song. But here's the cool thing. You can follow that link, but you don't have to buy that song. You can buy anything you want at Amazon. Anything you add to your cart and purchase at that point is going to help out the show. A little portion of what you spend is going to come right back to Coverville. It's an easy way to buy all the fun things that you want, all the great things that you need, all of the great toys and action figures and all that great stuff, even the ones that jump off your desk. Buy them at Amazon.com and help Coverville in the process. That's the Amazon has got you covered Coverville purchase of the week. Okay, we're moving on to from Bobby Darin, who would have been 80, to Cher, who is 70. And in addition to the stuff that she did with Sonny Bono, there's, of course, some great solo stuff as well. We're going to start off with a set of solo stuff, kicking off with a song that she recorded, I think one of her earliest singles, actually, solo singles. This is Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, performed here by two cellos featuring Sky Ferreira on vocals. This is from their album Intuition from 2013. Here is Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down.
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Bang, bang, he shot me down, bang.
me down.
Talking to you, so sad that you're leaving. It takes time to believe it, but after all is said and done, you're gonna be the lonely one. Oh, do you believe in life after love? I can feel something inside to say. I really don't think you're strong enough, no. What am I supposed to do? Turning back. We'll be right back.
could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't wanna see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could tell. Door, I swore that I didn't care, but I lost everything, darling, then and there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry, too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that.
Christina Perry and her cover of If I Could Turn Back Time. That one from Volume 1 of the Sounds of the 80s CD from BBC Radio 2. It came out in 2014, and the good news is they just came out with Volume 2 of that very same set. Should be arriving in the Coverville studios any day now. Really, really excited because the first one of those was really fun. Right there, you heard it. You heard it yourself. Christina Perry and If I Could Turn Back Time. One of those pop songs that... I think would have been a hit no matter who is done by. It's so perfectly crafted, and it's got such a great hook. Cher, of course, you know, took it to the top, but still was, still would have been a great pop song, no matter who recorded it. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, right before that. That one by the band Phantom Helmsman. That one from the collection 20 More Explosive Fantastic Rock and Smash Hit Explosions, which came out in 1991. Believe, before that. That one performed by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. From their most recent, but a recent release, Are We Not Men, We Are Diva, which came out in 2014. Really love the fact that they throw auto-tune in there. It's the only time you've ever heard Me First and the Gimme Gimmes use auto-tune, but the fact that Cher included it in the original, and actually for most of us, it was the first time any of us had heard auto-tune. I think it was more of a tribute than a necessity. The set start off with Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down, performed by Sulican Hauser, otherwise known as Two Cellos, featuring Sky Ferreira on vocals, that one from their 2013 album, Intuition. All right, we've got time for one more set here. And all that talk about soundtracks at the beginning of the show, you know, there's a Sonny and Cher song that got featured fairly prominently on the soundtrack of a film. As a matter of fact, you heard it over and over and over. We're going to hear a cover of it now. From the Bonograph, Sonny Gets His Cher tribute from 2006. Here are the Cynics and I Got You, Babe.
song. Rumba. Charleston was once the rage,
history has been that stage,
the miniskirts, the current things,
teeny boppers, the newborn king, and the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding rhythm to the brain.
some narrow street. Our paths will cross, our eyes will meet, and love will leave me at his feet. I'm waiting for the gunman.
heaven saddled up and ride. But love won't be denied. You can wear a disguise, but he isn't fooled by a gunman, and no mercy has he. He'll hunt you down until the day death sets you free. Love is a gunman, and he's coming to town. You'll meet his gaze, both barrels blaze, staring you down. Is a gunman, and no mercy has he. This time his sights are fixed on me.
Prefab Sprout with the original version of a song that was covered by Cher. That is The Gunman from their album The Gunman and Other Stories. Originally done by Prefab Sprout, Cher covered it on an all-cover album she released in 1995 called It's a Man's World, where she covered folks like Mark Cohn, Don Henley, Paul Brady, Patty Larkin, and Prefab Sprout, Patty McAloon, and that cover of The Gunman. Little bit of a mistake there on my part, because in the information that I was grabbing, it actually looked like this was the original version. You know what? Maybe Cher's version was released first, because the Prefab Sprout version was released in 2001, 6 years after she would have released her version. So, you know what? We're going to keep it as is. It's a it's a Prefab Sprout cover of a song that Cher released before they did, even though it was written by Patty McAloon. How's that? Should we go with that? Let's go with that. Half Breed right before that one. This one I'm sure of. It's by the band Nuclear Clouds from the album Star Power. Of course, a cover of the song by Cher, and their version came out on that Star Power compilation back in 1995. Giant Sand right before that. with a version of The Beat Goes On. They've actually released a couple different versions of this as part of the 25th anniversary edition of Cover Magazine. And that came out in 2011. There's this 3-minute, 15-second version you just heard, as well as like a 6.5, 7-minute version. So check that out. If you want to hear the longer version, there you go. The Cynics at the top of that set with a cover of I Got You, Babe, that one from the tribute Bonograph, Sonny Gets His Share. And you wouldn't be the only one who was reaching for the alarm clock when that song came on. All right, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch with me with a request, you can email me. Why am I not hearing that? There it is. Requests at coverville.com. You can also call the request line. That number is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, visit coverville.com for everything else. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. We will be back next week with another edition of the show. Little tease. Can I give a little tease? You have to be a Coverville patron, which you find out by going to patreon.com/coverville to find this out. But I'll tell you that next week we're going to be celebrating the 75th birthday of Bob Dylan with a tribute to his music. So if you've got a favorite Bob Dylan cover, then make sure to let me know about it. Requests@coverville.com, or of course the phone number 1-877-7-COVER-9. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in, and this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com or get your podcasts so good they can turn back time.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.